Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. State Representative Paul Anderson joining us on a Thursday discussing all of what's going on in St. Paul, and also provided an update regarding the Ag Bill, which was passed out of the House here just a few days ago.
Well, the Ag Bill that had our financing plan in it was passed out of our committee last week and was heard in the Ways and Means Committee on Monday of this week. And there was some opposition to it, so the bill was just held over, and it'll be there until we can work out some agreements between the two sides. And again, my concern was to have something ready in case things don't work out this year and we come up toward the end of session, don't have a budget ready, which is what we have to get done this year, that we could quickly get an ag bill ready and get it passed to keep the department and the Board of Animal Health going in the case things didn't work out by the end of the fiscal year.
Were there certain areas where they saw opposition in that bill?
Well, the bill was put together by the Republicans on the committee, and it was brought up that we cut some proposals for giving donations and giving such for food shelves and such. But and then the opposition, the Democrats, brought up all of the money being canceled coming out of Washington. We had heard that the Department of Ag here was notified of, I think, $18 million in cuts to some programs that had to do with feeding students and schools and things like that. But I pointed out that the state simply doesn't have the money available to backfill anything that the funding that may be cut from Washington. You know, their checkbook is a whole lot bigger, and they can write checks that would bounce here probably. But we're going to have to just wait and see how all of these things coming out of Washington wind up eventually, and not make plans based on, well, we lost $1 million today, but we might get it back tomorrow. So just a lot of uncertain times right now, and hoping that those things get straightened out sooner rather than later.
Now, within the last week, Governor Walz did sign that grain elevator bill, correct?
Yeah, he did. He signed that. I think that was the first bill he passed. It was signed on Monday. And talked with the elevator young man that had an elevator up in the Barnesville area called the feed mill. And he was especially happy to get that bill passed. It did impact him. And so now all smaller elevators would not have to do have a CPA do their audit, but just have a third party do theirs. And heard from quite a few that they would help them cut down that big expense of having a CPA audit on their relatively small grain operation.
State Representative Paul Anderson joining us. Paul, what else is being talked about here this week?
Well, Joe, you know, Ag Day was here at the Capitol on Tuesday, a rally on the Capitol steps, and Governor spoke, chairs of the Ag Committee spoke, I spoke, Rep. Hansen spoke, and Senator Putnam spoke as well. And then there was that big Ag gala at the state fairgrounds that evening, a good event. And as far as committees go, heard one this morning. I'm in the local government operations committee, and the governor has proposed some legislation that would help the state to crack down on waste, fraud, and abuse. But the cost of that bill that we heard today was nearly $10 million to hire more staff and such to look into issues that may arise of fraud. And we're kind of wondering, we're giving more money to the very agencies that had the issues in the first place. So in the House, we've established a separate committee to study waste, fraud, and abuse, and I think that's a better way to go and a cheaper way to go than to just adding more money to add more FTEs, full-time equivalent employees, to agencies that need to just tighten up their spending and their oversight and to do a better job.
Yeah, I'll give it a medical term. When your medication is mixed up, you know, doctors sometimes will say, well, you're chasing your own tail there, and we got to get that straightened out. That's kind of the scenario that would be, Paul.
Could have used that in committee this morning. That was a good analogy. Like I said, Joe, you should get into politics.
I just got one-liners. That's all I got, Paul. After a day or two, they'd find out what I did in high school, and I'd be kicked out of that door so quick, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And one other bill, Joe, mentioned talking about ag again. I had a bill heard in the tax committee this week. that would expand the how a farmer, and I look at a farmer who may be close to retiring and wants to keep the farm in the family, and maybe he could rent it out to a bigger operation, get more money or with more rent. But if you move into town more than four townships away from where the farm is, you would lose that ag homestead designation, which gives a pretty good break on property taxes. But what this bill would do would expand that to say either the farm owner or the person who's going to operate the farm, if they live in the same county or an adjacent county to the county where the farm is located, they could still qualify for that special ag homestead. And the bill was heard and held over, and just waiting to see the progress of that bill here in the tax committee in the House.
Paul, have you heard anything locally from, you know, either in your district or just on a state level in regards to, I know on a federal level they want to get rid of the Department of Education there. Any concerns or bringing that power back to the state? Are there positives, negatives, or still a lot of gray area on that?
Well, that's a good topic, Joe. And I think, again, a lot of the talking coming out of Washington is political, and it's rhetoric. And that when some folks hear, oh, you're going to do away with the Department of Education, that means all of the funding that goes with it. But it's my understanding, and we did have a visit yesterday with Congresswoman Fischbach that talked about that very thing. And if the department goes away, we're talking about most of the bureaucracy, but the funding would probably still remain. And we hope it would be just in a more simple form of funding, block grants given to the states. And then we would allocate those out to the school districts. So it really wouldn't mean a loss in funding, just a lot of the rules and regulations and such coming out of Washington with their education department. But the funding levels, we would presume, would stay about the same. And by the way, the feds provide about $1 billion in funding annually for the schools here in Minnesota. So it's a big piece of money. But again, block grants would be much preferable to money tied to mandates and such, which a lot of that is right now.
I know I heard one news story this morning, and the first thing they led off with, well, we could see increased class sizes. It kind of caught me off guard. I thought that was kind of a slippery slope there. Really? Why, just because of all this? And I'm sure there's many other things, too. But
well, yeah, that's right. And again, a lot of the talk gets expanded and maybe exaggerated a little bit. But again, we just have to be patient and see what happens here with all of the changes being talked about. But again, on this education piece, the understanding would be that the funds would still flow, but the bureaucracy would be dismantled to a great degree.
State Representative Paul Anderson joining us here on CHASM Radio. Paul joins us every Thursday right around 12:30 for a weekly update. From St. Paul for CHASM Radio and your Central Minnesota Farm Report, it's brought to you each and every week by the folks at Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service located right off I-94 in Avon. For CHASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.